The Hideous Creature Show.
You can't test drugs on humans. There are rules, procedures. It has to be tested on animals first.
Why? Why does all the crap we consume have to be tested on animals first?
Because that...
A rat doesn't wear lipstick, okay? A rabbit doesn't use hairspray. A monkey doesn't need pills to get ramped up for hot monkey sex. It's people, man. We're miserable. So why shouldn't we try it all first?
Well, you've got a point there, actually. I'll try it.
Viva Liberty, Argentina!
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2202, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Saturday, January 15th, 2011, and I'm one of your hosts, June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Pat.
And Pat, your dick. This is episode 78 of The Hideous Creature Show. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internets. How is it, Jenny? How are you? We haven't seen you in like a week.
Yeah, I know. It feels like it's been months. I'm doing good. I'm hungover and I'm not feeling so great, but other than that, I'm doing good.
Good. You're hungover. I'm hungover. Pat,
I'm feeling great. I'm ready to go.
Jesus God, wheatgrass. Your mic is hot.
Yeah, wheatgrass shake. I'm ready to go.
You had a wheatgrass shake, and now you're ready to go.
Let's do it.
Are you hungover? You're Irish. You're always hungover.
No, yeah.
It's built into
our DNA. I'm ready to go. I had a business meeting at 10. Closed that fucking shit out. Bought a yacht. I'm ready to go.
What did you do, Jenny? Where were you at?
Last week I was in Tacoma for BT's mother's 60th birthday.
How was that?
It was good. You know, we just went up there for the night.
Did you get peed on?
I didn't get peed on this time.
You
thankfully.
Won.
I won.
You won the pee lottery.
I did.
Congratulations.
It was good.
We're the pee anti-lottery. I don't want to be peed
but
on.
But I had a dream about you the other night. It was two nights ago. And it was a really fucked up dream. You were in it, and I was in it, and Kenny was in it.
What was I wearing?
Okay, well, this is part of it.
Can you wait a second?
Yeah.
Can I position myself?
Was this a nocturnal emission dream?
Can women have those? No, it wasn't a sex dream.
Oh, okay.
If you're a hermaphrodite.
Well, it doesn't have to have sex. Maybe they could have been doing their taxes and that turns you on.
Well, what happened in the dream was that we were at a party here at the Brooklyn Zoo, and June came out of some room, and he had giant jugs.
I had titties?
You had huge tits, wow. Like double F-sized tits. And Kenny just started laughing, and he nudged me, and he said, "Isn't that funny, dude? June got tit implants to entertain all of us because he knew that we would think it was so funny."
Yeah, you would do something like that, you perv.
And I'm like, no, they're really real? And he's like, dude, totally. You just got back from, like, getting these huge jugs, and you looked so funny. But it really was entertaining everyone at the party.
I could actually kind of see doing that.
You like to please people.
I am a people pleaser.
You are a great
host. And
you
were letting everybody feel them, and Kenny and I were poking them and cracking up. We thought it was the best.
Anyone motorboat him?
No, but I wish they would.
I'd pay to see him motorboating you.
I bet I know what I was doing in that room before I came out.
I bet I do too.
That was like it was
one
of those.
Don't bring a black light into that room.
I bet it's a room that's just mirrors on every wall, and I'm just like checking myself out. Look at you.
You're just pushing him up
Look
against the mirror.
You.
Trying to tighten
Look
his ass, going, ooh, that works. Ooh, these heels do make my backline arc.
Can I vent for a minute?
Do it.
All right. For the last 3 weeks, I've been working a new job. And in order to help my boss out, there were some people on vacation. And so I took their shifts. And I'm on call, so I knew that I would have 3 weeks of solid work, and so that I would come into the new year and not have, so I'd have some money. And so I did this job, and it finally fucking ended on Friday. But I don't think that I've ever been such miserable at work, just going, counting the fucking hours, counting the minutes, counting the days. And every day I woke up, I just was like dreading going to work. I was like, ah. And we almost had a snow day this week. And
it's a fake out.
Right. So at 4:45, I hear my phone go off. And I think it's my boss going, hey, it's a snow day. I didn't look out the window to check what the weather was like.
Right.
And I go over there, and it's one of my fucking dumb buddies drunk texting me some, I don't even know what he was texting. And I was like, fuck. And I was like so excited about not having to go to work that I couldn't go back to sleep.
Nice.
Which is not
like 4:45.
Yeah, which is not that big of a deal, you know. But I was so pissed off. And there's things about this job. It's just a remedial fucking task. And it's I'm not necessarily like on the line cooking and stuff like that, but when the cook goes off, I jump on there and shit. So I got all my arm scars back from the old cook days, and it's just the same fucking shit every goddamn day. Every day. Patrick, you did this job too. Mm-hmm. You need a fucking award for being there.
June, I've told you this many times before. That's why I enrolled in dental college, because I wanted an occupation that was a little bit more flexible and time to spend with my family, and made me feel like I was having a career. And
how's
I think
that
we should
going?
Look into that. It's doing great. I graduate in October. I took some time off right now because of family business, and I graduate in October, and hopefully I'll be set up with Dr. Perry Lee.
Well, that's good for you.
Yeah, D&D.
But now I know why you left that shit.
I didn't leave for that. I just went, I don't want another job like that. I need to be a dental assistant.
You have a gift.
I have a calling.
You're like the guy on the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the elf that wanted to be the dentist.
I'm Hermie. I want to be a dentist.
Hermie.
No, I want to be a dental assistant.
I want to be a dentist.
I go home earlier. Hey, man, I don't have to pay malpractice.
See, you're sitting in the catbird seat.
You're going to go live in the island of misfit toys.
I'm living the high life.
Fuck, I wish I was you.
Yeah. Dental assistant school.
I should do it?
It's on Broadway. Yeah, you should totally do it.
Where on Broadway?
Like Haas College. It's like in the I don't know. It's in the building between like Pioneer Square. You just go there. Why are you laughing at me?
Haas College.
That's what it is.
It's in a house.
You watch like Judge Mathis. Like the ads are on. Get between that and People's Court.
Oh, they have the best ads during Mathis. It's all for old people. It's all like incontinence and how to get your disability lawyers and
Peachtree, how to get like money, how to get your money settlements paid into cash, and people who have no lives who need to be like a bailiff.
Is that particular establishment? I know that
they're accredited.
There's one on Burnside that's a Broctology office.
Never been there.
Okay, this is way off subject. I'm gonna talk more about the job that I just got done doing in a second. But after hearing your dental experience, I need to elaborate.
You need
on
to
the story.
Yes.
So there was this Broctology office for anybody. Well, fuck off, Broctology. And the only place, you know, it was had discreet parking. I don't know why.
Because it's in the rear.
No, rear entrance. It had rear entrance on the door. And when I
know what place you're talking about.
And it's on the way when I go to pick you up. It's right off of Sandy in Portland. And whenever I'd walk by there, I'd always go. So maybe I need to be a proctologist.
I think you do. I think you need to go to Haas Clown College.
They don't do clowns. They're accredited. You can get a degree in paralegal. I think.
What about bookkeeping?
Bookkeeping, air conditioner repair. You know, don't knock it. They're career opportunities. But June, I hear what you're saying. Like the job, it's just tedious, and it works on you, and it really works
it's
on you.
It's tedious. I mean, the people that work there are good
are
people. They're nice people.
That's the only thing
boss,
that kept me from coming in.
Right, and my boss is the bee's knees, the cat's pajamas. She's fantastic. And she needed help covering some shifts, and I was like, fuck it. Cool. I know I'm going to have work, so I did it. But one of the things that I dreaded every day was going in, but all's that we listened to on while there's like this little radio, and all's that they would play is classic fucking rock. And I was like, motherfucker, if I hear another goddamn Creedence Clearwater Revival song, I'm going to go fucking apeshit.
Have they killed your love of Billy Squire?
No, you can't do that. That's
yeah, that's an impossibility.
No, that is impossible.
That's impossible.
So, and another great thing about
that. And it's like the same 20 songs.
Over and over. And fun. Oh, it's only got one speaker that works, so you only get one channel.
Nice.
Which is really interesting when they decide to play the one Beatles song a month.
But they play Beatles all the fucking time. It was the same shit over, and I was literally going fucking crazy, apeshit crazy, and I hated it, and I was talking to one of the guys that works there, and he goes, yeah, I was listening to the radio on the weekend, and man, they were playing Zeppelin all day, and I went, what the fuck? You listen to this shit on the weekend, too?
When did they hire a 14-year-old?
You fucking crazy?
Because that's the dude who's like, man, I heard Zeppelin on the weekend all weekend.
You can hear Zeppelin any fucking time you want.
And all the Zeppelin they play are not the good Zeppelin.
No, yeah.
And it just...
Don't get me started about radio programming.
It drove me fucking crazy. And
why don't you put in? Why doesn't someone put in like their iPod or something, or like a CD, or bring in CDs?
That doesn't.
It's like
happen.
The job in Joe versus the Volcano. Like it has to be dismal.
Bingo.
And like, I mean, none of the lights are all flickering, and there's flies.
I'm gonna say one thing really quick, and that's that I'm bitching because I was frustrated. It has nothing to do with, again, the people that were working right. there are good people. They're nice, but motherfucker, I don't know how they do this job.
That's the
every
only way.
Week in and week
I know what
out.
You mean. Like going in when you're working there, you're just like suck. And then when you walk in, you're just kind of like, at least I'm working with these people. And that felt right. good. But at the same time, it's difficult.
I was so happy on Friday. I was like so fucking excited. I'm like, I'm going to fucking have some money. I'm going to be able to buy, I don't know, what the fuck am I going to buy?
Diamonds.
A diamond. I'm going to get a diamond. I'm going to get a crown.
Yes.
So I get home and I do my bills and I have $50 left.
Awesome.
After all my bills. And you know what I did last night?
Spent $50?
I spent $50 at the pub buying my friends drinks and getting wasted. And now I'm broke.
Yay. I kind of did the same thing. I did with trying to save up to have a wedding and paying all my bills and trying to pay off all my credit cards. I did my budget and I had like $80 for the next 2 weeks and I spent like $45 last night. So I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm going to fucking sit at home in the rainy ass weather and not do anything anyway. So whatever.
You know another thing about the classic radio station?
Besides it rules?
How many fucking times can you rhyme time with wine? Or
a lot.
What the fuck? Why are you trying to rhyme wine with anything? It's a horrible metaphor. God, I'm overdriving. I'm sorry. Our time drinking wine.
June, I understand your thing. And this is why you need to contact Haas College and pursue a career in cosmetology.
I need to do something. I
don't know. I feel so.
I think June would be really good at giving manis and pedis.
I think he'd be like, hey, would you like a glass of wine?
Like, June can say that, like, verbatim. Would you like a glass of wine?
I have Tisdale.
He's a host.
Speaking of which, I'm going to have a little taste of Tis.
So, do you want to know what I did today?
One sec. Hold on. I'm done. 3 weeks.
That's good.
I'm not going to have to do it for a little bit. And I just want to say, c'est la vie.
Get that Tisdale.
Fuck.
Well, today... people are going to laugh because I bought tickets to the Portland Bridal Show at the Oregon Convention Center.
You stupid fucker.
So, and you brought BT.
Well, right. So, I told BT that he didn't have to go. But he said that he would go because he knew that it was something I wanted to do. You get free cake, samples and shit, you know.
Free cake.
You do. You get to eat wedding cake.
What kind of bargaining chip is that?
Free cake and a pencil eraser.
You can eat free cake all day.
You get free cake all day?
After a while, how much cake can you eat?
A lot of cake.
I tell you, but there's a bunch of obese bitches there. Like, just there for the cake.
Oh, there were so many fat women there. You don't even know.
You can't eat strawberry cake.
And every time BT would see a pregnant woman, he's like, ha, pregnant bride. So we went, And God bless him. He came with me. We get there, and the line stretches, like, from here to fucking Corvallis. It was so long. And BT was like, seriously, there's, like, five guys here. And they all just looked miserable, like, holding their ladies' purses, just, like, head down.
It'd be one thing if he's like, there's five guys here. There's nobody for me to make friends, because he knows he's not going to talk to any of these guys.
Can I add something real quick?
Yes.
Okay, it costs money to get into the bridal show, right?
Yes.
Like $50, right?
No, it's $9.
$90. So it's $90 to get in there.
Nine.
I'm talking soul dollars.
So that's 180 between the both of
yes.
you. Actually, it probably is more for BT.
I think
it was a lot more.
You want to make a killing on top of all that shit, you know? Fuck the cake. Put in like a bar for the guys that have to come there. And you
put
know,
on the game? It's playoff weekend this weekend? No. Oh my God. You are...
Am I wrong? Would that not be a great idea?
No, you're not wrong.
You are now an entrepreneur.
Okay, but it gets better or worse.
It can't get better, Jenny. This is too good.
So I'm hungover. I feel like shit. I kind of didn't even really want to go when I woke up this morning, but I was like, what the fuck? Let's just go. It'll be fine. Like, we'll eat free cake, whatever. So we get there, and sometimes big crowds are really hard for me to deal with. And so I had a panic attack at the bridal show.
Wait.
And...
One sec. What the fuck? Okay, a panic attack? Like a real panic attack?
Well, not a full-blown panic attack, but I started to feel like I was going to pass out.
When you started freaking out, BT just start shoveling cake in your face?
No, he was just like...
Was it too much sugar? What's going on?
No, we didn't even get to the cake. We seriously saw like four booths, and I was like, I need to sit down. I feel like I'm going to pass out.
Was the whole experience overwhelming?
Yeah, it was too many people, and I already felt gross from being hungover, and it was just, like, way too... It was, like, sensory overload for me. It was just too fucking much. Mm-hmm. And we'd waited in line for, like, you know, 20 minutes to get into the fucking thing. Mm-hmm. We saw, like, four things, and BT, like, ushered me over to a chair and got me a bottle of water, and I sat there for, like, 20 minutes trying to, like... get myself talked out of the fact that I was going to fucking have to blow chunks at the bridal show.
Okay. I just want to say this because in the last 2 years of my experience with Haas College, I also have a degree in psychology. And Jenny, this anxiety that you're feeling has to do with the imminent threat and danger that you feel with your wedding coming up.
I feel like I'm not going to be able to be the perfect bride.
Okay.
That's impossible.
Let's talk about this. Why don't you lie back? Hold on a minute. Can you hand me my legal pad, June?
Here,
thank you.
Hold on.
Let's talk about this. You need to address the inner bride within. And I'm done.
I need to talk to her. So basically, we saw like four things. I sat down for like 20 minutes and then I went to the bathroom. I splashed some cold water on my face. I came out and I said, let's get the fuck out of here. And BT's like, yes.
How many other brides are in there splashing water on their face?
None. There was a million chicks in there,
though.
And I was so worried that I was going to actually like barf in front of all these fucking pretentious brides at the bridal show.
But if you had done that, you should have just gone, gotta lose some pounds before.
No, BT said.
Made them all feel bad.
BT said that I should have been like, I just found out that I'm pregnant. The groom doesn't know yet. And everybody would be like, yay.
No, that's a great idea, Badger. No. You know what'd be great is...
They'd probably like, all high-five me. They'd all start puking, too. Bulimia, yay!
No, but that's another thing you could sell next to the beer bar is, like, barf buckets.
So you gotta get skinny for that wedding.
Yeah, it'd be like a kiosk.
Just a barf trough.
It'd be Time's accounting fatty. And just you buy a barf bucket for $5. You get some cake, you barf it up.
They sell little sticks with plastic fingers on them that you can shove down your throat.
They all taste like mint and chocolate.
So, out of curiosity, how long were we actually at the bridal show?
Well, it ended up being like the whole entire time was probably an hour. But because of like us waiting to get... Well, maybe not. Maybe like 40 minutes.
That's like $140 soul dollars.
Mm-hmm. But it took us like 20 minutes to get in the fucking thing. And then like 20 minutes for me to talk myself out of vomiting. And then when I came out, I was just like, let's get the fuck out of here.
So you spent half the time just...
Just sitting, like
freaking
trying,
out?
Yeah, like trying to calm myself down and like.
Oh, Jenny.
It sucked. And
you know
I felt
what?
Like such a retard. I was just like, I drug BT to this stupid thing that I thought was going to I don't know what.
Well, this is like a whole new experience for you. It's a brand new thing.
And I got excited about it. I was like, fuck it. It'll
and you
be
should
fun.
Be excited.
It'll, let's go
you
to the dumb
be.
Bridal show.
But what happens is that whenever that happens, I need you to close your eyes. Do it.
Do okay.
It. Take a deep breath through your nose. And just sing.
Close your eyes.
Oh, sorry. I think that what happened is my sarcasm took over and was like, you don't belong here. Like, it made me nauseous because I just needed to be...
Well, I'm sorry to hear that because you were kind of excited about it.
I was excited.
I'm going to give you shit, but
we're going to get you a wedding planner.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, we're going to name him Steve. He's going to be like
a little
2.5-foot dwarf.
Awesome.
And he's going to look like
he's just
Dolph Lundgren.
He's proportionate, though, so he's a little person.
I cannot do it.
He's going to just he's going
to
just run behind me
Jenny
with
out.
My wedding train.
Jenny starts freaking out. He's like, somebody has a back rub.
Steve, do you pop zits?
Oh, totally. He totally does.
He totally does, because he's got to relieve that tension.
Pull the zip, Papa. Here's another one.
So
you got another one. You don't want those showing through the wedding dress.
Steve, what color palette do you think I should go through?
A palette?
Color palette.
Purple. Everything's purple.
June, are you Steve's agent?
No. Fuck it. Hey, some of the things we're going to get to on the show. We have our topic of the week. We have last week's douchebags. We have a whole new slew of douchebags. And we're going to play some movie madness, which Patrick should probably do a little bit of.
A yellow-coded curfew is now in effect. Any unauthorized personnel will be subject to arrest. This is for your protection.
I think I know it.
Really?
I got it. You're never going to get it.
I have a tiny idea.
You're fucked. You are so wedding cake fucked.
Damn it. I'm going to have a panic attack.
Your garter belt fucked and wedding cake fucked. And
God, I bet they had a huge garter belt display that I missed.
Oh, God. Settle down, Jenny. Everything's going to be okay.
So
any discussion of this document or its contents will be regarded at the very least as an act of sedition, if not a willful act of treason. Is that understood, Mr. Finch?
Yes, sir.
You would do well, Inspector, to put it out of your mind.
Okay, I thought I was wrong.
I'm in between two. Movie Madness is a game we play here on the Hideous Creature Show where Patrick chooses a movie and Jenny and I try to guess what it is while he plays clips throughout the show. And you, as a listener, can also play along. You got another one, Patrick?
You're going to kill me now.
I killed you 10 minutes ago.
Ooh, I don't think I
know. While you slept.
What?
That's a fucked up dream where I got tits and I'm already killed myself.
And I already got killed 10 minutes
ago. Don't speak
anymore.
I have an erection.
You're going to kill me now.
I killed you 10 minutes ago. While you slept.
I'm glad there are no bodies.
I have no clue yet.
Bonus or gift from God. Why don't we move into this week's topic of the week for episode 78.
All right, so the topic of the week for this week is round two of Famous Last Words.
Yeah.
You weren't around for round one.
It was epic.
It was epic. what it is June found some famous last words of celebrities, and he will read them, and then he's going to give us multiple choice answers. And Patrick and I are going to guess.
We're going to battle it out. We're going to battle it out.
And by the way, this time I got a tiebreaker. If we need a tiebreaker.
So what is the penalty for the loser this time?
I didn't even think of this.
Get spanked.
I know last time we
Patrick,
bet.
You are on fire tonight.
Whoever lost.
Pop that big zit on your back.
Oh, God, I need someone to do that. I so want that.
That's why you're all amped up.
I am. It's just sitting there going.
So last time we played for whoever lost had to pay this month's website.
Why don't we do it again?
Let's just do that again.
Did I lose last time and not pay?
Well, that kind of puts... No, you paid. But that kind of puts me out of the... Actually, no, that works fine. I like that.
Yeah.
Then I don't have to worry about it.
I think I didn't pay less. I got to talk to you about that.
Well, I came up with the idea. So okay.
You don't have to pay.
Yeah, it takes me out of the equation. Okay, so what it is there's a bunch of dead people, and it's the things they said. The last thing that was recorded by somebody before they died. Okay.
And I will keep a tally here.
Jenny and Patrick, I need to ask you, are you ready?
Do you want me to keep the tally so you can focus?
I am ready. Now, okay. I think I can do two things at once, right. But that's my limit.
Patrick, are you ready?
I am ready to go, Captain.
Okay, our first one for famous last words is, that was a great game of golf, fellers. Was it A, Bing Crosby, B, Fred Astaire, or C, Rock Hudson? Again, that was a great game of golf, fellers.
Bing Crosby, Rock Hudson, and who?
Fred Astaire.
I locked in my answer.
I have mine locked in, too.
Okay, I have A.
Damn it, I want A. Okay.
Well, we can both choose A. I wanted
Bing Crosby, but okay. I'll play devil's advocate.
No,
I don't think
to.
It's Rock
we
Hudson.
We both locked it in. So, no, you said you locked it in, so it's both A. We
you
locked
can't
it
go
in.
Both A.
Yeah, we can.
Is that
I can
work?
Do whatever I want.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're the only cognitive person here right now.
I mean, I could pick Fred Astaire just for the hell of it.
You can. Right. I watched Holiday Inn last week.
So, okay, for the first one, whatever you guys want.
I got A.
I'll take Fred Astaire.
And you're going Fred Astaire. The correct answer is A, Bing Crosby.
See, Jenny, when you lock in, when you say locked in now, you don't change. And that's what I mean. We'll work on the same team.
Okay. So what's the score?
Patrick one, Jenny zero.
All right. Number two. Either that wallpaper goes or I do. Is it A, H.G. Wells? B, Oscar Wilde, or C, William Blake?
I thought for sure it was going to be a woman.
I thought so, too. I was totally like, Ava Gardner. Like, that's what I thought it was going to
be. Okay, who were they again?
Okay, A, H.G. Wells, B, Oscar Wilde, or C, William Blake?
I'm locked in.
All right, Jenny, what do you think it is?
I want to say H.G. Wells.
I'm going to go with Oscar Wilde.
The correct answer for either the wallpaper goes or I do is B, Oscar Wilde.
Fuck yeah! I'm rocking it now! I think I got this game.
Damn it.
I'm being confident, but I don't want to be cocky.
Don't get cocky.
What do you mean don't get cocky? He's already right.
Yeah, he's already cocky.
Mm. Okay, so the third one. The third one is... Don't disturb my circles. Is it A, Leonardo da Vinci, B, Archimedes, or C, Socrates?
I'm locked in.
Jeez.
Again, don't disturb my circles.
I'm going to go first. I'm saying B, Archimedes.
Will you read them again?
Yes. A, Leonardo da Vinci, B, Archimedes, or C, Socrates?
I'm going to go da Vinci.
Okay. The correct answer is B, Archimedes.
Son of a bitch.
He was a fucking bastard, though, man.
For anybody that doesn't know, the last time that we played this, Jenny crushed Patrick on it.
You did, but I think I learned how to play this game.
I think you guys cheated and you gave Patrick all the answers before I got here.
He did get here earlier than you
did.
And I watched.
In between our foot bath and our back rubs, I get chatty.
And some zit popping.
I get a little chatty.
June, you want some more tea tree oil?
Okay, so it's Patrick 3, Jenny 0.
It's not looking good for you, Jenny. How do you feel?
I don't feel so good about it. I'm probably going to have to throw up.
You're going to get crazy. You need some cake.
Well, as a graduate from Haas College, I'm going to come.
The fourth one is, excuse me, ready?
Yes.
Die, my dear. That's the last thing I'll do. Is it A, Errol Flynn? B, Greta Garbo, or C, Groucho Marx?
Will you read the quote one more time?
Yes. Die, my dear? That's the last thing I will do.
I'm going to go A, Errol Flynn.
I'm going to go Groucho.
And the correct answer is C, Groucho Marx.
Yes.
Wow. But didn't it seem
Jenny's
like
back in the, Jenny's back,
she's
in, the
back in the race. Didn't it seem like something a man would say?
Yeah, I don't know why.
And Greta Garbo.
I didn't
like,
think
oh,
it was
going to
be
it.
The...
In particular, I like the way that you guys said that either the wallpaper goes or I do, and you go, I thought it was a woman, and it's yeah. Oscar Wilde.
Yeah.
I particularly like that one. I'm going to beat off to that later. And the fifth one, here we go. I'm tired of fighting.
Oh, that's sad.
Is it A? And these are kind of vague. This is an older quote.
It's fine.
Not like Socrates.
Or Jesus.
Right. It's old. I'm tired of fighting. Is it A, Max Baer? Do you know who Max Baer is?
He's a boxer.
He's a boxer.
Okay.
B, Harry Houdini. Or C, Malcolm X.
What? Those are such weird choices.
I'm going to go with B, Harry Houdini.
That's who I wanted to.
Choose it then.
Okay, I'm going to choose Houdini as well.
What are you going to choose?
I'm going to choose Houdini.
You can't.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
Actually, yes, I can.
You guys have to Rochambeau for it.
Two out of three or one
you
out of one?
You can't choose the same question. Am
one
I,
out of one.
Alethea, am I wrong?
Okay,
they
one,
can't
two,
do
three,
that, right?
They can each get a point.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
that's
we can do
how
that.
By
way.
The way, Alethea is here sitting in with us today.
Which, never mind.
We'll yeah, we'll both get a point because that would have made a lot of more sense on the Bing Crosby one.
Right.
You got a point.
Okay, so again, I'm tired of fighting. Max Baer, Harry Houdini, or Malcolm X? The correct answer is B, Harry Houdini.
See?
Which,
we both got it. We're both
He
winners.
Died by getting punched in the stomach.
Max Baer was a good choice, though, because he is a fighter, so...
See, I think about these.
Yeah, but you have to worry. That telegraphed a little bit too much to me that that was not Max Baer.
Why?
I just because I doubt you. I don't trust you.
Because
you're a liar.
Demigod? All right. Okay, what's
you're
the score?
You're not a liar.
It's, I don't think I have a chance to win, but it's Patrick 4, Jenny 2. So this is the final one, right? Number 7?
Number 6.
6. Oh, right. Okay.
All right. We'll just play it through. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I
that's
want
fine.
Somebody needs to win or somebody needs to lose and be crushed by the other person. I like
someone
that.
Needs to give a
like
fighting the, chance and have the stakes yeah. higher for next
I like
time.
I like seeing people just driven down. So the correct the next
the
one is
I
hope the exit is joyful and hope and I hope never to return. Is it A, Marie Antoinette, B, Jane Austen, or C, Frida Kahlo?
A.
C.
Locked in?
Yeah.
The correct answer is C, Frida Kahlo.
So
you
I'm
lost.
I'm fucked. I lost.
Well, let's fuck it. Let's just play it.
Yeah,
let's
do,
just go
do the last one just for the hell of it.
Because so I did the legwork on it, and I just want to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe I should read the question, because then you probably... There's a good chance you won't remember the answer.
No, I had to underline them, because... Because okay. I got halfway through these things, and I was like, what the heck's going on? What's going on? All right, so the last one, and Patrick... You know what? Why don't we bring this up so that
we
whoever
make it
gets
interesting?
This one wins.
If
that's okay,
fair enough.
I won let's last time.
A
it's
fun,
fine.
It's fair. Let's
none
go.
Of us.
Let's
none
go.
Of us are really competitive.
Double or nothing.
Yeah.
We'd like to. You know.
Double or nothing.
Double or nothing.
I'm
okay.
putting my cock on the line. You could hack it with a butcher's knife.
Drop that thick okay. thing on the railroad track and let's do this. Okay.
I thought that was the quote
so
for a second.
I was like, Rockefeller?
Peter North? He's not dead. All right, the last one. For all the kitten caboodle.
Go, continue.
Hold on a sec. I hope I have not bored you. Again. I hope I have not bored you. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
I kind of need you here for this.
I'm ready.
If we choose the same one, then we tie. And we're right.
Okay.
Is it A, Robert Johnson, B, Elvis Presley, or C, Mark Bolan?
I want A.
A is Robert Johnson, the blues singer, right. And C is Mark Bolan from T-Rex.
Yes.
I know it's not Elvis.
Because he died on the shitter and went, right. Oh, shouldn't have eaten that taco. That's what he said.
Yeah, I don't know that he said
damn
anything.
Damn you, Domino's!
I hope I have not bored you. I'm going to go with Robert Johnson.
All right. The correct answer is B, Elvis Presley, Jenny.
Are you kidding?
That's the last thing Elvis said before he died.
Was he talking to the toilet? Damn it.
He was talking to a CBS News crew right before he took a shit.
All right, so you know what's going to happen is since I guess nobody got it right, we'll just move it on to the next one.
No, Patrick can win. That's fine. I'll accept my loss.
That's the best thing about you guys. You're so nice.
I fucking beat your ass.
That just means that I've won one round, you've won one round, and I think there may have to be a third round.
Ding. I don't know if I can find any more of these things.
You could just make them up. We would never know.
You choose the answer.
These are really, really the real deal.
I can't believe I totally just ruled out Elvis. I was like, nope, I know it's not Elvis.
I chose Elvis for you, thinking that you might.
I should have gotten
it,
like all like
tingly
psychology on you and kind of figured it out. But
it's that whole wedding thing you went
to. Your wand was made of dragon string.
Seriously.
So anyway, good job, you guys. Why don't we're gonna have another one? I guess we'll do another one another time and break up and see who's the master.
Who's the master?
I think I got you though. I got it now.
We're going to jump into a fake break, but before we do, Patrick, I was wondering if we could do a couple movie madnesses.
Sure.
I remember how the meaning of words began to change. How unfamiliar words like collateral and rendition became frightening. While things like Northfire and the Articles of Allegiance became powerful. I remember how different became dangerous. I still don't understand it. Why they hate us so much.
Is that like Lord of the Rings limited edition or something like that?
This is not bonus material shit.
I have no idea.
I thought I knew it, and then I thought maybe it was a different thing.
Well, the first clip
lost.
Patrick played, I thought it was Blade Runner.
You always think it's Blade Runner. It's your default.
Blade Runner.
You should.
You're like, no, it's Joe versus the Volcano. God, I thought it was Blade Runner.
Let's get another one, Patrick, please.
Mr. Creedy.
We're handling it as best we can, Chancellor. Arrests are as high as they've been since the reclamation.
I want more than arrests. I want results.
Okay.
You know it?
I'm not sure.
I wonder if I've even seen
it. I know that,
it.
You know, what's fucked up is that I just recently started reading a book again that I think might be this movie, but I don't. No, and then Patrick's looking at me like I'm fucking touched.
What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television. This message must resound throughout the entire interlink. I want this country to realize that we stand on the edge of oblivion. I want every man, woman, and child to understand how close we are to chaos. I want everyone to remember why they need us.
Anal sex. That's why you need them.
I have no clue.
What is this, the Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Bone?
It's right. Total Harry Squatter.
Harry Squatter, right.
The Sorcerer's Bone.
Hey, we're going to jump into a fake break. When we get back, we are going to go over our douchebags of the week for last week, see who won, and then we're going to dish out a whole new slew of douchebags for you guys. We're going to play some more movie madness, and we'll do that in a little bit. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Here's two good friends. Tonight is kind of special.
Hey, whoa, camp's the back there.
Guys, after 3 days of nothing but fish, I vote for a change in the menu. It's our last night. It's my boat.
All right, so where are we going?
I know a guy down here that serves up a really good steak and a terrific Löwenbräu.
When you want the taste of a truly great American beer, tonight, let it be Löwenbräu.
You guys have any luck today?
Not until now.
Let it be Löwenbräu.
We are back from fake break. Indeed. I have a fun story.
Yay, I love fun.
I love stories.
I'm addicted to fun.
Alethea just shot beer out of her nose.
Who brought King Crimson here?
So for the last six, no, actually, I think the last 15 years, I went from six to 15.
It's a big leap.
It's a happy jump. I've been dodging having to go in to do jury duty.
Really?
Yeah. Every time I get it, I always my boss will always write it off because I don't want to miss work.
Right.
And I can't miss work. Usually it's like a skeleton crew type of deal. So if I'm out of there, one less person in the kitchen or whatever.
Do you get paid to do jury duty?
Very, very little.
Okay.
Check it out. You do get paid a handsome wager, and it's $15 a day.
And you get lunch. They give you lunch, or like lunch and dinner.
They give you like a bologna sandwich.
No, I wonder if it's the same lunch that you get when you get, I mean.
I think it's vending machine. You know, it's like $5 and $50 lunch, it's and maybe like, dinner is like $7.50.
You know? I don't think you get dinner.
If you're sequestered and you're pulling a long like deliberation over a verdict, you get dinner.
Well, don't you also get like a hotel room too?
Yeah, I think so.
If it's really long and they want to keep you away from the press.
Oh yeah, they got to keep you away from the press from the paparazzi. Well, jurors.
Well, I don't know if the Multnomah County knows that we're internet celebrities.
You need a bodyguard.
Ooh, I kind of like the idea of having a bodyguard.
You talk about everything, so you should just talk about everything. That way you can be like, I've talked about this case, I'm biased, and you'll never get picked.
No, I'm doing it. What happened is that the last time it came up, you know, we're busy at work, and I couldn't get away. If I leave, then we're fucked. So they were like, when are you going to be available? So I put a date in, and boom, they called me. Or not called me, they sent the thing in the mail. And I'm just going to do it.
I've never been called.
I've lived here
for like 18 years.
I've dodged all kinds of stuff in my life, and I'm going to man up and do this. And I'm curious.
What's your civic duty?
Have you ever done it, Jenny? I've never been called. So, Patrick, you haven't either.
I've never even had to try to evade it.
So, what the fuck? You get there and all of a sudden you just wait around.
BT did it and he said it was so boring. Like, you just sit.
So, if I jerk off there, then they're just going to let me go?
Probably.
Am I going to end up being the next case?
You'll probably be the next case and I'll get picked.
You'll be held in contempt.
So, a fun fact for both of you... So that I can get up to speed with you two guys, you, Jenny, and Patrick, is I went and downloaded all the Harry Potter books onto audio tape on my iPhone.
It.
Wow.
And
there's some cherries being popped here.
And then,
from the Hideous Creature Show.
Yeah. And another thing, Jenny, what I was thinking about is that maybe, because you work downtown, if I get time off, do you want to do lunch?
Yes, I would love to.
What I would really like
to know, Patrick, you can't come.
You're not invited.
But what I want to know is when you're listening to the Harry Potter books being read by whoever they're read by and you're listening, you're going to give
Alec Guinness.
You're going to give little snide comments at the end of each sentence. And Harry waved his wand and said, I'll poke you in the ass.
Yeah, right.
Professor McGonagall.
Well,
you're going to do that.
Well, also, I think I'm going to store up a bunch of other podcasts that I listen to. But the problem is I don't have that filter to not laugh uncontrollably when right. something's completely wrong, like somebody's baby is being beat by some woman that's there, and I'm just going to start laughing uncontrollably, and I'm going to get accused of being, you know,
yeah,
not such a good
What type of
person.
Podcast do you listen to?
Baby Beater? You don't listen to that shit? It's awesome.
I gotta check that out.
I have never squeezed off more than an hour. Dude, I'm telling you, man.
It's going to be an infant mortality, like, class action lawsuit.
It's called.
And then Gene's going to be sitting down there and be like, oh, baby fucking got smothered.
It's called Baby Beater / Spank Bank. It's awesome. It's fantastic.
Oh, I love you.
Anyway, before we get into the next section of the show, our douchebags, I was wondering, Patrick, if we could get some movie madness loving. Patrick's not doing his job.
You caught me unaware.
That's right.
Anarchy in the UK! Anarchy in the UK!
What the fuck? Jenny, do you have an idea of what this is? Alethea, do you have an idea?
It gets me every time.
Never seen it.
Really? Would you like to?
Does it have a happy ending?
As only celluloid can deliver.
It sounds like Baby Beater, my podcast.
It's Baby Beater the movie.
So horny right now. Can we pause?
We need to pause.
I gotta burp the worm.
I shall die here. Every inch of me shall perish.
Again?
Every inch. But one.
What?
It is small. And
sounds
it is
dirty.
And it is the only thing in the world worth having. We must never lose it or give it away. We must never let them take it from us.
It's your little baby boner.
I prefer it to be called a hot chub.
Hot chub?
Yeah, because I don't want to waste the breath.
It's like Wookiee Ewok
to pronounce
speak.
The word half.
Hot chub.
I have no idea what
know.
That is.
I can't even tell if it's like a recent movie. It sounds like old.
Should the terrorist succeed?
He won't.
I understand that it is highly unlikely, but if he does...
If he does, and something happens to that building, the only thing that will change, the only difference that it will make, is that tomorrow morning, instead of a newspaper, I will be reading Mr. Creedy's resignation.
Oh, good day, sir. I said good day.
I said good day. Is it Die Hard?
Fuck, how'd you have to ruin it again?
They're talking about a building.
2 weeks in a row, Jenny, you ruined it.
It's just like concreting myself as a fucking nerd. When you said, is it Die Hard? I went, no. And then I went, oh, it's a joke. Oh, that's right. Movies aren't real.
Of course it's not Die Hard, Jenny.
Movies aren't real. No. So, I have no fucking idea what
movies
aren't
either. Real.
All right.
I have no idea.
So why don't we move on to our douchebags of the week for last week. Jenny, you got a tally of last week's douchebags?
Well, I have the list of what they were. We got family stole from tornado victims. Man sleeps in the middle of the street in his car. Yep. Mailbox guy fights with drug dealer. And coma victim gets jaywalking ticket.
Out of curiosity, what do you think? Who do you
I don't
think
know.
Won?
I think probably tornado. Family.
Patrick.
People steal from family.
Who do I think is?
No, who do you think won?
It's tornado victims. Yep.
It is tornado victims.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked.
By 80%.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot.
We had a lot of votes this week, too. Thank you, everybody, for voting.
Thanks, guys. That was
that's
really
awesome.
Good.
So why don't we jump into douchebag of the week for episode... What fucking episode is
78.
It?
78.
All right.
That's a lot of episodes. Alethea's
been new, man, and that was like an hour ago.
All right, here we go. Douchebag of the week for episode 78.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
All right. I like this one because it is set in Missoula, Montana, which is where my family lives. Accused drunk driver crashes and keeps drinking. East Missoula, a 27-year-old Clinton man is facing his fifth DUI charge after law enforcement found him drinking in his pickup that he rolled. The crash happened just after 1 p.m. on Thursday. So it's like afternoon, too. This guy's wasted in the day.
Hey, that's how we do in Missoula.
Montana Highway Patrol Trooper Phil Smart says the man was reportedly spinning donuts. He's totally doing Brody's. In the River City Grill parking lot in Bonner.
He was getting awesome.
Yeah.
No, what he was trying to do is try to impress some bitch.
Probably.
He's like, you see this fucking, he's going crazy.
Chandrelay, you're going to see I'm fucking so sexy, Chandrelay.
Smart says the man then drove east on Montana Highway 200 towards East Missoula when he illegally passed a vehicle. He then lost control of his truck when he attempted to pass another vehicle, drove up a hill, and flipped the pickup. When troopers arrived on the scene, they said the man was inside of the beer of his vehicle drinking a beer.
Do you think it was upside down?
That's what I want to know. That's I hope he was upside down.
That's like a Lowenbrow commercial. When you're waiting for the cops, give one of our cans a pop. Lowenbrow. Lowenbrow beer.
When you're fucked up and trying to turn some hottie on by doing Brody's in Montana.
In the parking lot of River City
Grill. In your 2-ton tornado.
The man was taken to a hospital with minor injuries and is now facing his 5th DUI count, as well as reckless driving and illegal passing.
I got a question.
What I want to know is how many fucking DUIs are you allowed to get in Montana before they take away your driver's license?
15. I got no speed limit.
15.
Is it? It's 15.
I'm pretty sure it's 15.
It's actually however old you are is how many you can get. So you get a new one every year. Right.
The state gives you your birthday. A state gives you your birthday present.
You're like, another I'm DUI. 60.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Mercurity. You got another 3 until you're going to actually do time.
Well, you know, it'd be great is if you're 50 and then you just start driving drunk. You can cure all those DUIs.
Yeah, you can drive drunk.
You're going to hit deers. That's all you're going to hit. You're only going to do. It's kind of like riding a bike when you're drunk. You're only going to do yourself damage.
Patrick, you're sounding like a jerk right now. A big jerk. You don't hit deers in Montana. You Brody your shit, and you flip your car, you crack a Lowenbrow, and you wait for Becky to get off work.
Oh, I didn't know there was a city in Montana called Pansyville. I guess that's what you do. Because when you're driving along fucking I-80, you're just hitting fucking dealer. And you're just like, I gotta meet my mom on. Oh, Montana Public Radio kicks ass, Susie the Banshees. And then you rock off.
So in your drunk head, you're gonna have like you're gonna be throwing dynamite.
You know what? I'm a method actor. So yeah, I'm throwing dynamite. I got a nun tied to a noose off the bumper of my car.
What'd you look at Jenny after that for?
I don't know, but I'm terrified.
Okay, one second, listeners. This is like a curious thing. I'm sorry to bust it up all of a sudden, but Patrick said that nun bit. Looked over at Jenny like.
Am I
comedy
right
gold?
That?
Jenny just went, what?
Well, it's like, because Jenny's sister's a nun in Danvers, Massachusetts, and I was picturing her being tagged along, like going through Laramie, Wyoming, and like into fucking Montana.
So, douchebag? Indeed.
Indeed.
You know why, in particular, I want to say he's a douchebag? And this is like, whenever we talk about somebody drinking and driving and fucking that shit up and being a dick or whatever, I think why I want to particularly have them as a douchebag is that they're fucking it up for all of us.
It's true.
Right? We like to drink, yes?
Yes.
So we get the idiots that get drunk and do stupid shit. Actually, like awesome stuff.
They're like Brody's.
Like Brody's on their 5th time
right,
out.
Right, but don't roll your car.
Don't.
Or if you roll it, just call your buddy and have him pull you out of the ditch.
Children, study more in physics. Know how to distribute your weight so your car doesn't flip over.
You know what's a fun fact about Montana? I don't think physics exists. At least the mathematical content of that doesn't exist.
Math
like
doesn't
on paper.
Exist. They don't have math there.
Sorry, Jenny.
No, I never learned math.
They got rid of science
school.
And math.
So, anyway.
All they have is hunting and government. That's all they teach.
And the government is a one-party system.
And Montana turd birds.
Turd birds.
Okay, so douchebag of the week, for sure, him for fucking up being drunk for everybody else.
Okay.
All right, Patrick, what do you got?
I got a wonderful picture with this, and it has a placard. I guess a little sign that someone's holding up. It's some sort of thing that said, God sent the shooter. That will lead us into a story.
Can I stop you for one second?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay, wait. Okay. I'm sorry. This just gets me crazy. It gets me cuckoo crazy.
God sent the shooter, in case you're annoying. In Kansas-based Westboro Baptist Church has decided to back down from their plans to picket the funeral of a 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green, the young girl who was gunned down over the weekend in Tucson, Arizona, in a shooting that claimed the lives of 5 others. In return, they have been promised airtime by 2 radio stations.
So they bartered to not go to somebody's fucking funeral.
A 9-year-old.
To protest a 9-year-old's funeral. So they can get airtime on the radio stations.
And these are the Phelps.
Shirley Phelps Roper, a spokeswoman for Westboro, told the Topeka Capital Journal that a 50,000-watt station out of Tulsa, Arizona, and a Toronto-based station have both offered to host the church to talk about its views and the condition that the congregation would reverse their decision to protest Green's funeral.
I mean, at least... that's probably pretty kick-ass of the radio stations to do that, because now they're not going to protest, but it still sucks that they're getting airtime.
And maybe they'll give like some time after like the water skiing ferret. And here's Donsby, the water skiing ferret. And we're going to talk to Shirley Phelps Roper. That's great, Tuesday. Shirley. Move on. They'll do that.
I'm going to light a cigarette. And
this comes into the thing that they're protesting the shooting in Tucson.
Right.
Pretty much saying that because we as a society, and we don't like to get political here on the Hideous Creature Show, but this is one topic that I can get behind, because I completely agree with the Phelpses.
So
that
I'm going to kick you in your fucking
that
balls.
The reason that people are getting shot and the people that we have wars and Americans are dying is because Jesus is angry. God is angry at us because we like homosexuals. We love sucking cock. There's nothing more in America that Americans love better than taking a nice, robust, circumcised, uncircumcised penis, sticking it flaccid, erect, chubbiness in our mouth. Chub-chub, as my sister called it when she was 14. A chub-chub. When you kind of got...
She called your dick?
No, she didn't call my dick that. But she called it when, like, dicks got a little hard. They were chub-chubs.
She's like...
you got a chub-chub. Get off my
lap.
She's
an expert.
Sounds like the name for an Ewok.
The Phelps bullshit. Is horrible. Do you guys, you're aware of what
their
whole
agenda? No, I want you to elaborate
agenda?
A little bit. Why, okay. Who was the shooter and why, who did they shoot? What happened?
Well, the shooter was that fucked up guy that went in to...
And shot the senator?
He shot the senator. Okay. He shot a bunch of people. He killed like a bunch of people. Yeah. It was a massacre.
Five people.
It was a horrible fucking situation.
Yeah.
And it sucks. It's horrible. It's
one of being a 9-year-old girl.
Right.
So none of the people were homosexual? Like, what the fuck? Was the shooter homosexual?
No, no,
what
no, no,
the hell?
No, no, no.
She was a
it.
Homosexual.
One sec.
And she's not going to be looked very well in Jesus' eyes.
The Westboro Baptist Church is where these motherfuckers come from. The people that are protesting this. And when I pulled that, I got the copy for this, and I went in and I looked on the internet, and I've been hearing about it for a long time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give it a lot. I didn't want to give it a lot of time because they're fucking prick asshole fucking religious motherfuckers that are just, they're crazy. But the thing is that I want to talk about it because I don't know if our listeners know about these fucking assholes. Their agenda is fucking horror. They go in and they protest like funerals, and they go there and they have signs like
God hates fags
and
God
all that
sent
stuff.
The shooter,
right? And yeah, God sent the shooter, and he was Fred Phelps is the leader of the organization, the Western Baptist Church, and he was elaborating on the word fag and faggots, and faggots. Is literally it means a pile of sticks,
right?
And in Fred Phelps' point of view, he was bringing up the fact that like a pile of sticks is basically like kindling, and it burns your soul and it kills you, and you're gonna burn in hell. And these,
or it roasts your s'mores there. You know what? Kindling?
Yeah, nice. Fire is a great thing. It keeps you warm.
It gives
ghost
stories.
Am I getting too creature involved? The reason why I wanted to do this story and not give them any credit or give them any airtime,
right.
or it's just these motherfuckers are horrible, idiotic
yeah.
assholes that go to people's funerals
just
and protest
a 9-year-old
it.
Kid, too. How fucked. Right. I mean, it's fucked up at any age, but nine...
Nine-year-old girl
on.
That got killed.
Accidentally. And you know why she was there? Because she was really into government, and she wanted to... She admired the senator, and she wanted to go see all of this in action, and she gets fucking killed.
But Jenny right. June, what you don't understand is God hates fags, and that's why he's killing 9-year-old girls. It's because we Christ. Love the fact
I don't even
that-
understand that mentality of what... Was someone a homosexual involved? That's what I'm confused about.
No, they're just saying this is brought on us. Like they're saying this is
God makes crazies kill people because fags live in the world.
This is God's retribution because we are accepting more than we should the homosexual.
So is that
lifestyle.
The do they feel like that's the same
War.
Thing with like
that's
natural
why.
Disasters too? That God's
yes.
like creating earthquakes
yes.
and shit because of
and
fags.
That's why
right.
the war. That's
wow.
why
wow. That's a lot to put on the gays.
Who the fuck goes out and does to protest some little girl's fucking funeral?
I know.
And then all of a sudden, like the media just goes, "Hey, negotiates with this bitch, this whole
yeah.
church." Saying, hey, we'll give you airtime in order to not to go there. What the fuck is going on?
Jenny made a point that I want to say. You know what? I don't think the people that were giving airtime, they weren't being altruistic. They weren't being like, hey, let's do a good thing. And but it,
no, they want ratings.
They
I
want
mean,
ratings.
They're doing it for
but
ratings. They're not doing
from,
it.
From
yeah, they're
that.
No saints at
no,
all.
They're not,
no saints.
Yeah.
They're fucking douchebags like everyone else.
Right.
I just want to play a game on the Hideous Creature Show.
Okay.
I want to, what's his name? Fred Phelps?
Fred Phelps.
I want to, you look at Fred Phelps' life. I want to play the game.
Who molested
him? Which family member? who is the diddler? Like Batman yeah. had the Riddler, Fred Phelps has the diddler.
Uncle. I agree.
Who was it?
Who's fucking, or who's he diddling?
Was it sister's
probably.
Older boyfriend? Like, was he like, hey, kick back. Listen to this fog hat.
He's
now
probably
I'm gonna fucking
gay.
Put my fingers in your ass.
He's probably gay, just like that. What's his name?
He's a soldier of Christ. No one's gay. When you're a soldier of Christ, you're not gay.
He's probably gay, and he's like protesting against his own self because he can't deal with it.
Douchebag of the week.
Yeah. So we've got two choices, and I don't know how that one couldn't possibly win.
Our listeners are fucked up. So
yeah.
I don't know who's
they're
gonna
not fucked up. But they're very fickle.
I mean, the first guy just flipped his car and had a lowbrow. I mean, he's not protesting any kids.
That could be me or Patrick.
Yeah, it probably will.
Or you
be. Or me. Man flips car and keeps drinking, fucking it up for everyone. And Westboro Baptist fucks protesting funerals
because he hates the gays. It's not because he just protested. It's because
it's
he hates
right.
the gays. He's taking a 9-year-old funeral and saying we hate fags and this is why we're right. And he's a dick fucker.
And this one in particular gets me fucking fumingly.
I know.
Angry.
I'm not a very.
I'm not
going to
go
person.
Into.
I'd want to spit on this fucker.
I don't have
if
the brain
him.
Right now either to. Elaborate.
I'd spit on this fucker. I'd spit on him, kiss
I'm
him,
surprised.
Spit on him again, and then give him a little tug.
Fuck that
tug,
guy.
Tug, Charlie. Like
I
reach
could,
down, go. Yeah,
I could
you like
see
that?
Somebody fucking putting a hit out on that guy, or something bad happening to
no
him.
No shit, Jen. Actually, that's a good point. I wonder if like somebody actually has like a contract on the asshole.
I don't think he's worth it.
What?
He's well.
If
he's
there's
not.
Anything,
he's
I mean,
such a fucking
should,
no. He's
no,
such a fucking
you're,
idiot.
You're right.
He's such a fucking moron. Like this guy does not know how to fucking.
And that
count.
Would make him a martyr.
When this guy tried to play pickup sticks, he was like, "Where's the ball?" Because he thought it was Jack's. The guy's a fucking idiot.
Anyway,
yeah. So that's our douchebags.
Anybody that wants to vote for who they think is a douchebag, we can go onto our website, hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com, and vote for who you. Think is the douchebag of the week, Patrick. Why don't we conclude our movie madness? Because I
have no clue. I don't even have a guess.
Anarchy in the UK.
Sorry, gentlemen. That one. I just wanted to bring it back for everybody because.
Did we already play that one?
Yeah,
I did. But I needed to bring it back into the world because
God damn you, Tisdale.
The end result, the true genius of the plan, was the fear. Fear became the ultimate tool of this government, and through it, our politician was ultimately appointed to the newly created position of High Chancellor. The rest, as they say, is history.
Ooh, Can I hear that one again? I think I know what the actor, or I think I know who the actor
is. Yeah, I can't even pick out an actor.
The end result, the true genius of the plan was the fear.
Fear became the ultimate tool of this government, and through it, our politician was ultimately appointed to the newly created
It's the guy from The Matrix.
High Chancellor.
Which guy?
Agent, what's his fuck?
Smith.
Agent Smith. That's Agent Smith.
Okay.
But I don't know the movie. Son of a bitch. Patrick.
Based on random audio sweeps, I projected that right now 80% of the public believe the terrorist is still alive. We're also showing a 12% increase over last month's positive mention in all four quadrants.
Do you have any idea,
No,
Jenny?
I have no
what
idea.
What was done to me created me. It's a basic principle of the universe that every action will create an equal and opposing reaction.
Is that how you see it? Like an equation.
What was done to me was monstrous.
And they created a monster.
Ooh. Agent Smith is Wolverine? I don't know.
I know. Is it like a superhero movie? It doesn't sound like it.
But that's Agent Smith for sure. Do you hear it?
I don't really know.
His name
know
is Hugo Weaving. It's the actor but I'm right. you're looking for. I'm just saying Agent Smith is Hugo Weaving. That's okay. who you're looking for.
I know. I
don't think I know
sure.
him
He
well
also played,
to...
what's his name, in Rivendell.
Yeah, Elrond.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know okay. who you're talking about. Yeah,
okay.
yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Who are you?
Who? Who is but the form following the function of what? And what I am is a man in a mask.
Well, I can see that.
I got it.
I got it, too.
I'm not questioning your powers of observation. I'm merely remarking upon the paradox
Damn,
of asking
this
a mask
is a good one.
Who he is.
That is the only thing that even sort of gave it away was
and
that.
And that's Padme.
It is Padme.
Oh, I know what it is now.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Damn.
Everyone's on there?
That
yeah.
took a long
reveal?
Time to get it. Give it.
It is V for Vendetta.
Fucking A, yes. man. I would not have... the mask thing was the only thing that I even had a clue about.
Fucking stumped me. You stumped... I was... I didn't
what
know what
the hell?
Was.
She sounds weird. I didn't pick
she
her out
She has a British
at
accent.
All. Yeah.
It
I
takes place in London. She
right.
has to be.
I wouldn't have even...
Her name's Evie. She's cute. She shaved
Oh, I loved that movie. It was great.
Fucking A.
Touché,
good job,
Patrick. Very good.
You
good.
Guys got it at the end.
I thought it was going to be the first time that we everybody got
yeah,
stumped.
That was good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. It's win-win.
Anyway, we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. You can get a hold of us via our website at hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can email us at hideouscreatureshow.gmail.com, or you can talk with us at our Facebook page. And if you want... You can leave us a message on our hotline, which is 503-928-7751. You can listen to our shows and download the shows via our website, Podbean, Podcast Alley, Zune, and iTunes. If you guys would be so kind. If
give
you
us
got
a five-star
iTunes,
rating.
Give us a five-star rating because it all started over since we had to change
we all
our
do.
Yeah, we
show.
Had to
And if you're an old
restart.
Listener, please resubscribe if you're not getting the new ones.
Thank you, Patrick.
Then you won't be able to hear this, but...
Our outro
yeah,
this
I guess,
week...
Huh?
What?
I guess if they weren't getting the new ones, they wouldn't be able to hear the message that Patrick just gave.
They wouldn't be getting the show. They'd be like, where the hell is episode 78? I'm missing it. 78, 77, 76.
If I could listen to it, Patrick would give me a message to tell me how to listen to it.
It's telepathically going off over the fucking ether waves.
Our outro tune this week is going to be... What the fuck did I do with it?
I think it's Enough's Enough, that wonderful...
It's not Enough's Enough. What did I do with my fucking thing? There we go. It's going to be Bad Brains.
Bad Brains.
That was a fucking shocker.
Hey, thank you everybody for listening and playing fake radio with us. If you want to support the show, you can do so by going onto our website and buying one of our awesome comfy t-shirts or
buy us a breathalyzer.
They're like $60.
We got 2 more weeks. We got yeah, like 2 more weeks in February. I'm going to put the donation button
yeah.
in and we can like eventually you can go on there and donate whatever you want for it. We'll be doing another show in about what ooh. Actually, I have a thank you for fake intern Miranda left us an awesome message review on our iTunes. I want to say thank you.
Yay,
Miranda.
Thanks, Miranda.
Thanks, Miranda.
The first one, and it was good.
Kick ass.
Made it sound good. We're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Even make it
Cause I'm thinking again, sugar like people who live over metal frame from final screen. How many times we heard that line, you think I'm blind, to trade my mother who's got fine. Remember my time, yeah, what can it be? On the big white screen, yeah, how can you see? You're living in a 3D. I get you picture up the movie somewhere, I get you picture up the movie somewhere.
Best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. And we'll never, ever, 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 ever leave each other. We're the best three friends.